Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Max and Jazz with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, education researchers estimate up to 50% of graduate teachers leave the profession within their first 5 years, with teacher shortages being felt heavily across the state. The number of Queensland teachers cancelling their registration is increasing rapidly each year, with a 15% jump from 2023 to 2024. The federal government and each state and territory have plans in place to boost teacher workforces, but vacancy rates in areas such as rural Queensland are still alarmingly high. Specific initiative incentive programs include 12 months of subsidised accommodation, generous relocation packages, and retention payments for new teachers, a spokesperson said. However, experts say more emphasis also needs to be put on retaining current experienced teachers. In national news, the federal government has released its national AI plan, which will guide investment in data centres and worker training. The plan is aimed to shift away from the former industry minister's plan for mandatory guardrails to protect against AI's worst harms. The guardrails were intended to categorise technologies based on risk, with strict rules over high-risk AI. Now, the government has stepped back from this idea, instead committing to using strong, existing, largely technology-neutral legal frameworks to manage artificial intelligence in the short term. From next year, a $30 million AI Safety Institute will monitor the development of AI and advise industry, agencies and ministers where stronger responses may be needed.
Woolworths is accused of exploiting affordable housing schemes to push their new store developments. In New South Wales and Victoria, the company has been utilising fast-track schemes that allow developers to sidetrack councils and apply directly to state government for approval. The states introduced this scheme aimed at meeting targets agreed under the 2022 National Housing Accord, in which the state, territory and federal governments pledged to build 40,000 social and affordable rental homes by 2029. Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute Managing Director Michael Frothingham said Woolworths is attempting to game the system, stating, "Using that to get fast-track approval seems exploitative. It's clearly not the intent of these schemes," he said. Despite this, the retail giant is still planning least 10 new developments around the country that incorporate new supermarkets and apartment complexes as a part of its push into residential property market. In international news, Ozempic-style medication has been endorsed by the World Health Organization as a part of long-term medication for obesity. This means government and health systems around the world have to ensure the treatment is more affordable and universally accessible. However, currently in Australia, the medication is only subsidised on the pharmaceutical benefit scheme for treatments of type 2 diabetes in certain cases. This means people are paying as much as $700 a month for a script privately. But now the WHO are issuing a global call to its 194 member states, including Australia, to make sure services to manage obesity are universally available, affordable, and sustainable. Obesity is a major global health challenge that WHO is committed to addressing by supporting countries and people worldwide to control it effectively and equally, WHO Director General has said. While medication alone won't solve this global health crisis, therapies can help millions overcome obesity and reduce its associated harms. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny, is currently 22 degrees with an expected max of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is 10, which is in the extremely high band. That is all for your 8 a.m. news. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.